She was a Syrian, and
how do you spell that?
S-E-A-B-O-R-N. Okay. Well, now, the way they got, when they come over here from England, why, they took 6 months to make it on the trip, and there's a child on it, on the ship. Well, they called it seaborne. Well, then that started a strand of people, and this country is full of them people that are seaborne.
I see.
And well, that's the way it is.
I see. That's right.
That's the way we got our name, is this child, a girl, being born on the sea.
Were your father's parents from Knox? They lived in Knox County, as far as far back as you know. What kind of work did is that right? Your father's parent, your grandfather, you know, on your father's side.
Well, I never did see my grandfather on my father's side, but he was a big farmer in his lifetime, but he died way before his wife did. She lived several years after he died.
What is your what country did your ancestors come from?
Ireland.
They all from Ireland? I figured the were from Ireland. But.
Well, now I don't know where the Tibbins come from.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Really don't know whether they come from Ireland or not.
I see. Where was your wife born?
In Monroe County, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. And were her ancestors from that area too?
Her ancestors came out of North Carolina.
I see. Your ancestors, though, you don't have any recollection of them living anywhere other than, or did you say, Virginia or North Carolina or West Virginia?
No, I don't.
As far back as you know, they were in Tennessee.
That's nice.
I see. How old was your wife?
Well, she was 77-year-old when she passed away, and she passed away January the 11th of this year.
What about your religion? What church do you?
Covenant Presbyterian.
I guess that's about as high as I can get. Now, now I want to talk to you about ordinary terms that, you know, words that you use. What would you call this time of day right now? What time of day is it? I mean, you're talking about the time of day.
Well, the evening.
Okay, how early in the day would you use evening?
Well, we from 12 o'clock on till sundown, we call it the evening.
I see. What do you call it before 12 o'clock?
Morning.
Okay. How would you greet a person, say, at 10 o'clock? If you saw a friend of yours on the street, you might say to him.
Well, let's see. I don't know. Before 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Oh, say right after breakfast. You know, you get up and have breakfast and see a friend of yours out there, and you might say,
well, we get up and eat breakfast in the morning, the first meal we had, and then we would